Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of October 2024. Fall is here and we have really appreciated the recent rain as staff planted around 170 trees, thanks to our dear friends at the Monarch Research and Daniel Gibbons, who is the deputy director of Linn County Conservation. The trees look gorgeous around camp. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. Had another great week and continue with the theme of Halloween. This weekend, the theme has been the Halloween Bash, and was it ever a bash? A big thank you once again to the Tobiasen family and the Bard family for donating lots of pumpkins to the campers so they could do a lot of carving, but a lot of haunted forest and dances and everything else going on. The fall is dedicated to our older campers, campers like Charlie Cummins, Tate and Dottie's son, who have been coming to camp for the last 50 years. Halloween was the big theme for this past Respite Care Weekend. Also, we were joined by many groups of volunteers, including students from the University of Wisconsin at Madison, Adaptive Physical Education Program, the University of Iowa's Physical Therapy Program, and the University of Northern Iowa's Social Work Program. Great groups to have out here at camp for our Respite Care campers. And we also had First Resources from Cedar Rapids come out to camp with campers where they were entertained by many, many activities. The University of Wisconsin La Crosse Experiential Education graduate students also joined in the Respite Care Weekend. They had the opportunity to facilitate the camp's haunted trail for all the campers attending, and boy, did they give the group a delight. Big thank you to all those people that came out and helped with the dance and the haunted trail last week. Everybody had a lot of fun. Our travel program had a dinner movie on Monday night. They took one of our campers on a specialized trip over to Brookfield Zoo near Chicago, and they had a great time there. And this coming weekend, they'll be going to a Halloween parade and festival at Anokas, Minnesota. Programs coming up this Saturday, we're giving a program in Waterloo to the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. If you're ever interested in a program about Camp Courageous, just give us a phone call. We'll be more than happy to come to you with the program. We'll also be spending time with the Beamers Club from Cedar Rapids, been supporting camp for nearly 50 years. A big thank you to Ken and Fran DeMarc for making that possible. And we had a wonderful time with Speed Herrig and our friends with the Cookies Barbecue Sauce here in Monticello. Here's Speed talking a little bit about his experience with Camp Courageous.
Many, many years ago, actually 47 years ago, starting Cookies Barbecue Sauce, we would make 50 gallon a day, and I would go out and sell it to the individual stores and anybody that would buy Cookies Barbecue Sauce. And then eventually we got into the grocery warehouses and got into the Hy-Vee and Fairway Stores and many other independent stores. And we started out with a 5,000 square foot building, and today we're 125,000 square foot building. Well, I tell you, I've been friends with Charlie Becker for probably 40 plus years, and I've seen what he's been doing for the camp. So many, many years ago, he and I got together and thought we'd just bring the rib wagon over and do fundraisers for him. So I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but it's certainly been a lot of fun to work with Charlie and the whole group over here at Camp Courageous.
Thank you, Speed, and also a big thank you to our friends at the Fairway Store in Monticello for providing the space for this to take place. Just a reminder that the Donut Land in Cedar Rapids are doing Roundup during the month of October, so you can go in and get some donuts and round it up for Camp Courageous. Also, a big thank you to our friends at Market Fresh who allowed camp to bring in a van and load that van down with all kinds of supplies. Big thank you to all those folks. Manchester Garage Sale is going full blast. A big thank you to Chris Tegler, and here's Chris talking about her experience at the Manchester Garage Sale.
Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
Chris Tegler. I'm from here in Manchester. I've lived here all my life. Camp Courageous is a wonderful place, a wonderful organization. We have dishes, we have furniture, we have Christmas, we have Halloween, we have clothing, we have shoes. And sometimes we get things in, we don't know what they are. All the funds that we raise here in Manchester goes directly to help the campers.
Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4. Open on Wednesdays till 6, till noon on Saturdays. Visit them today. Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
Also, a big thank you to Gary Watts and the Watts Group for coming out this week and volunteering here at Camp Courageous. And they were also out last week. A lot of projects they're involved in. And in particular, right now, we're doing a lot of repair work to our train track. And they were exceptional on helping us with that. Thank you to Ann Morris, who sent us a check on behalf of her parents, Bob and Kay Morris, who have both passed away, dear friends of the camp for decades. Ann sent money to provide us a new air hockey table in memory of her folks. Also, a big thank you to the Cedar Valley Running Association for their huge donation of shirts and medals. Candy and Jeff brought those out, and they'll go to great use here at camp. The need of the week is toilet bowl cleaners, something that we have a lot of toilets here at camp, and they all need cleaning. We had several dear friends pass away this week. Our dear board member, Phil Short from Winthrop, passed away. Phil and Jen have been longtime board members, huge supporters of camp. I'll have more information on that next week because this has just happened. Bill Chudzka from Marion passed away, very involved with Cruising for Camp Courageous, and his memorials go to Camp Courageous's cruise. And Sarah Winharm from Cedar Rapids, a longtime camper, has passed away, and her memorials also go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.